Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the 10th chapter of Hebrews, verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence. Anybody got confidence about anything in here tonight? Well, we'll just wait and see. That's not confidence. I have confidence that soon and very soon this whole place will be paid for. Now what if, you know, I lost my appetite and couldn't sleep and I'm always talking to Phyllis. You think we're going to be able to do it? Whew. Boy, that's a lot of money. What do you think? Every time I came, I said, you know, y'all pray. Well, we need to pray about this. I hope it comes in. No. Y'all pray. Does that mean I have confidence? No. Then would I be in faith? No. Well, we sure hope it comes in. But you just never know. That's not confidence, is it?
No.
Now, I say that, I'm not drawing attention to me. I say that because I want to give you a specific example. If you go to be prayed for to be healed, and then you come back and you get a bad report at the doctor, and you say, well, man, I hope this, you know, don't get any worse. But they said, you know, once it gets to this point, it always goes this way. Well, are you in faith? No, you're not. Do you have confidence about anything about being healed? No, you don't. Faith has confidence. Amen. Confidence in God. Confidence in His Word. Confidence about what has happened. Confidence about what is happening. Confident expectation about how this thing's going to turn out. Amen. Before you see and feel or figure out how it could work out good, you have confidence that this thing is going to turn out good. Amen. I have confidence that the conflict in Iraq is turning out good for us.
Amen.
We've prayed. Amen.
Amen.
I have confidence. I'm not grabbing people by the arm like somebody did me a day or two ago. Oh, brother, you better get your church to pray. You better get them to praying because we just don't know what might happen over there. Well, I'm not joining them in their fear. Because that does nobody any good.
Amen.
No, we have prayed. God has heard our prayers.
Amen.
You can see it. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, how He's answering our prayers. Amen. Everybody say confidence. Faith has confidence. See, He said, don't cast away your confidence. Don't throw your confidence away. Don't let your confidence get away. Somebody said, well, I'm single, Brother Keith, and I've been praying for 20 years for the right man. And I don't see him. Brother Keith, I've been praying for the right woman for 10 years and I hadn't found her, and I'm getting older, and man, I just don't know. That does not sound like confidence to me. Which means you're not in faith. Now, I know I'm being repetitive, but this is important. This is important. Faith is a rest, quietness, confidence, trust. God's heard my prayer. Amen. He's granted my request. He's taken care of me. Everybody say confidence. What about your bills? Man, I just don't know. You do understand we got Christians talking like this all the time. Well, how are you doing on your bills? Well, not too good. Man, I just don't know how this thing's going to go. You know, all this uncertainty is in the air. We don't know what the market's going to do and the interest rate. And got that war going over there. I hope, you know, we pull out okay, but is that confidence? Are you in faith then? No. Does God have a legal right to help you if you're doubting and unbelieving? The answer is no. He requires faith of us. We talked about this previously. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So no matter what kind of prayer you pray, if you don't end up in faith, He's not pleased with that prayer. Verse 35, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Does it pay off to keep your confidence? And to keep your confidence up? Amen? You just need to talk like that, you know, regularly. And say, I am confident that this is happening and that this is going to happen. I'm confident. Amen? Every bill will be paid. I'm confident we'll pay every debt off. I'm confident. I mean, instead of laying and feeling sorry for yourself, having troubles in your marriage, get somewhere quiet and pray. But then don't just pray and beg. When you get through praying, stand up and say, I'm confident that the Lord will help us. We'll work this out. He'll show us how this marriage can be restored, how we can have what we're supposed to have in God. Instead of going, oh, he's so hard-headed, they don't need him talking to him. Is that confidence? That's having no confidence in God. It's having no confidence in Him. Keep reading. He said, verse 36, you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, faith is the will of God, confidence is the will of God, you stay with it perseveringly, and then you receive the promise. Verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Faith steps out. Amen. Doubt draws back. Faith steps out. Amen. I mean, take it to the new birth. So many people get born again when they have enough faith to do what? Stand up. Step out into the aisle. Is that right? Step down to the front. Right? Faith without works is dead. Faith steps out. Amen. You know, business owners in here. You never had any prosperity in your business. If you hadn't had enough faith in God, in yourself, in other things that were going on, to step out in that venture. Amen. Right? Nothing would have ever happened if you hadn't taken that step. Amen. We wouldn't have a church here if we hadn't taken a step.
That's right?
Right? You wouldn't be married if you hadn't taken that step.
Amen.
Right? Faith takes steps. Faith steps out. Doubt draws back. Keep reading. Chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it the elders obtained a good report. And we talked about that a couple of sessions ago. Linked that together with verse 6 about how without faith it's impossible to please God, and how that faith is the thing that causes us to be approved of God, commended of God, even praised of God. God's impressed with faith. You see, in Jesus' own ministry, that there were times when He'd turn around and go, now boys, that's faith. I hadn't seen faith like that in the whole nation. Remember that? He was impressed and He was pleased. And that's what you and I should have in our heart, that in our life from time to time and week to week, that there ought to be times in our life that our Father would just smile and go, yeah, that's good. Talking about you. Yeah, that's my boy. That's my girl. Look at that. That's faith. It pleases Him. It blesses Him.
Amen.
Keep reading. Verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now let's talk about this tonight. Let me read it again carefully. Let me say this first. Faith is a living thing. Hebrews 11:1 says, this is faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. That doesn't mean that's all there is to faith. Because he begins in verse 2, and the rest of the chapter shows you different sides and facets of faith, living faith in action. Faith has so many sides, so many facets, like a diamond. It has so many different aspects to it. And I believe in this chapter, you see some of the chief characteristics of faith. But there are so many different ways it's expressed. Here we see God, who is a faith God, through His faith-filled words, framed the worlds. Amen. And everything that you and I can touch and feel and see was created through God's faith-filled words. Somebody said He made it out of nothing. That's not what the Scripture said. He created it with His faith-filled words. That's not nothing. But it is something that is not seen. Here's something we have to get our minds renewed to. Just because you can't see a thing doesn't mean it's nothing. Right? Doesn't mean it's not real. Doesn't mean it's not powerful. Doesn't mean it can't change things. You can see everything you and I see and feel. The materials, this podium is made out of the carpet and the wood and the stone and the steel and the cloth. This at one time could not be seen. Have you thought about that? There was a time when you couldn't see any of these materials. But God, out of His insights, out of His faith, out of His vision and His understanding and His wisdom, He put all that into words and He said, "Light be." And out of what you could not see, things became that you could see. Hallelujah. Now, this principle of operation has never changed. There is no better way of doing things. There is no better way of changing things. And the Lord intends that you and I learn to operate like Him and operate in the principles He operates in. Let me read it again. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Worlds framed by words. Worlds framed by words.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.